Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Alabama federal judge has issued an order attempting to overrule the Alabama Supreme Court. She has no jurisdiction to do so. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is the same judge, Judge Callie Grenade, who issued the original order saying that the Alabama law regarding marriage was unconstitutional. Now she's issued an order in an attempt to permanently overrule the Alabama Supreme Court. Now understand, this is a federal district judge. This is the very first entry to the federal courts. It's the trial level. And now she's trying to tell the Alabama Supreme Court what to do. Not even a federal court of appeals can tell a Supreme Court of that state what to do. Those are independent judiciaries, and the only entity over the Alabama Supreme Court or the Federal Court of Appeals is the United States Supreme Court. So this is another attempt by this judge to literally usurp jurisdiction. We're still moving forward with the Chief Justice Roy Moore defense. We'll talk about that. But Matt, this is just another attempt of judicial activism.
Well, judicial activism, it's judicial imperialism, and it just is a continuation of the constitutional crisis that was created by this ridiculous notion of same-sex marriage and the Obergefell decision, where five leftist lawyers in Washington, D.C., presumed to deconstruct and reinvent the age-old institution of marriage out of whole cloth and suspend the laws of nature, nature's God, and say that somehow a man can marry a man or a woman can marry a woman. And this judge is just going right along with that activism. But while it may be inadvertent here, the judge has actually lended a hand, and the judge's move here has actually helped Chief Justice Roy Moore's persecution that he's suffering at the hands of the JIC. Am I correct?
No, you're correct. In fact, while it wasn't her intent to help the Chief Justice when she issued this order, that's exactly what she did. Why? Because she says that her new order is needed because the Alabama Supreme Court issued an order in March of 2016 affirming three orders from 2015, leaving them in effect, that prohibited the probate judges from issuing same-sex marriage licenses. So she says, as a result of that, she needs to issue a new order to block the Alabama Supreme Court. Well, if you go back to January of 2016, here's where this whole issue started, where the Judicial Inquiry Commission comes after the Chief Justice. In January of 2016, you have two things happening. One, you have the U.S. Supreme Court decision on marriage. And two, you have the Alabama Supreme Court decisions, three orders on 2015. And they say probate judges cannot issue same-sex marriage licenses. Now, they're continuing to review that. They're asked to, and they were in the process of reviewing what they're going to do with that. So the probate judges are asking, what do we do? Do we issue or do we not issue the licenses? So the Chief Justice issues an administrative order, and he's over the probate judges, and he says the Alabama Supreme Court orders of 2015 are still in effect. You have to abide by them until the Alabama Supreme Court says otherwise, and they will issue an order because they're currently under review. That's what he said. It's for that that the JIC came after him, which they have no jurisdiction to enter into the legal issue. But now here's what the federal court says. He says that, in fact, she had to issue the order. Why? Because the 2015 orders of the Alabama Supreme Court are still in effect. It's exactly what the Chief Justice said, which really underscores our point that the Chief Justice did nothing wrong, and this attack against him is politically motivated to try to remove him from the bench.
But what is it with our legal system and these judges that just rise up and say, okay, I'm in control now and I can do this? I mean, how is this allowed?
Well, that's the problem that you have
here.
That's
a problem.
Yeah. You know, you go back to 2015 when the five justices on the U.S. Supreme Court issued this marriage opinion. That's what really started the problem, because they contradicted, they created new law, they contradicted any existing law, It's not based on the Constitution or the court's precedent.
Yeah, are we just going to base things on opinions now of judges?
They just base them
on their own opinions
and ideology. And when you do that, when you say that same sex is equivalent to opposite sex with respect to marriage, you don't just amend a little law and it becomes effective. You literally have the issues of the statutes of all 50 states and territories shredded, because now the definition of spouse has to be redetermined through all these statutes. So while the Supreme Court can say one thing, it can't create law on the other hand and enact new law in all these 50 states and territories.
And that's what the dissenting justices pointed out, Scalia and Roberts and Alito and Clarence Thomas. And, you know, they said this is no ruling at all. It's not rooted in precedent. It's not rooted in our history. It's not rooted in public policy. It's not rooted in even reality. It's not rooted in anything. It is the whim of five activist lawyers. And you know, as Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts said, he said, hey, you know, the gays and lesbians are celebrating, but don't celebrate this as a constitutional victory, because the Constitution had nothing to do with it. It is a counter-constitutional, extra-constitutional, unconstitutional edict put out by five attorneys in Washington, D.C., without the force of law, frankly.
Yeah, and you know, the federal judge here says she has to issue the order also because there's some people on the Alabama Supreme Court that disagree with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision. Now, that's not her role to try to correct people on a higher court for which she has no jurisdiction. But again, she's helped the Chief Justice, because if there's other people on the Alabama Supreme Court that agree with the Chief Justice, and there are, that disagree with the U.S. Supreme Court decision, and not just on the Alabama Supreme Court, but in lots of courts there are people like that, then how can you single out the Chief Justice, who wasn't even part of the 2015 orders, by the way? He recused himself from that. How can you single him out and issue a charge against him, and that charge result in an automatic removal? So,
well, it's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt. Yeah, it's politically motivated. And then it's even more so when the complaint is from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Judicial Inquiry Committee then appoints the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center to prosecute the Southern Poverty Law Center's complaint. I mean, it's unbelievable.
A blatant conflict of interest.
It's like we've gone from our legal system, our constitution that our founding fathers created, to this play. And I'm going to act whatever I feel like today, whatever character, whatever I feel like I'm going to promote today. We've come to that.
Yeah, we've gone from a constitutional republican form of government. We've gone from a constitutional republic to a banana republic.
There you go.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, you know, that ultimately breaks down the rule of law. And, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that the seeds of our dissolution lie in the judiciary, because it can creep a little bit here, have a little bit more authority here, be unchecked, and eventually it becomes a tyrannous government ruled by judges. And that's exactly where we are. We need to reassert the tripartite system of government between the legislative being the most powerful because it represents the people, the executive that carries out the laws and executes them, implements them, if you will, and enforces them, and the judiciary that interprets cases and controversies and tries to resolve them according to the law that's before them. That's a good system. But when the judiciary becomes the most prominent of the three, it becomes very problematic because they're unelected, at least in the federal court system. Continue to pray for us in the Chief Justice Roy Moore case. We have filed a federal lawsuit, and we're asking for the Chief Justice to be reinstated. We're also challenging directly this automatic removal provision. This is in the Alabama system, and to our knowledge, no other state in the country has this. This means that whenever this JIC issues a charge, no matter how flimsy it is, this judge, the Chief Justice, or any judge, is automatically removed before they even have an opportunity to defend themselves. That's a violation of due process, and this is why the Southern Poverty Law Center is pursuing this, because they know they have friends on the JIC. They can get them to issue a bogus charge, and what happens? The judge, in this case, the Chief Justice, is automatically removed. We do know of a case where the JIC, in a completely unrelated matter, filed a charge against a judge, not on the Alabama Supreme Court. This was a few years ago. And he continued to languish for 2 years before he even got it resolved, and he never did get it resolved. He ended up retiring from the bench. So he was off the bench for 2 years, and he could never get a full hearing on this case. And that's the problem with this system. So pray for us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial support. This is a very expensive endeavor, but one that we cannot lose, one that we believe we have a strong argument, but we've got to make those arguments and take this all the way to the end. Stand with us and the Chief Justice at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.